بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and forgiveness. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the class concerning the principles or the foundations of tafsir, the explanation of the Quran. And this subject now is about the Israelites in the tafsir. Israelites in the tafsir. What's the definition of the Israelites? What is the definition of the Israelites? In Arabic it is called Al-Israeliyat, the Israelites. These are the news related from the children of Israel, from the Jews, and this is the majority. This refers to the majority of these news, that they come from the Jews or from the Christians, or from the Christians, because the Christians are from the children of Israel. And Jesus alayhi salam was a prophet to the children of Israel and a messenger, where he addressed them saying, Ya Bani Israel, A'budu Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum, O children of Israel, worship my Lord and your Lord. And Israel is one of the prophets of sent to the children of Israel. Israel is one of the prophets sent to the children of Israel. And these news, which are called the Israelites, are of three types. First, the news attested to by Islam, and Islam stands as a witness to their truthfulness, and therefore they are true. Okay? The first type of narrations are attested by Islam, and Islam testifies for their truthfulness, so they are true. Like, for example, the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari in volume 6, verse 335, narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud, number 335, that one of the rabbis came to the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told him, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, inna najidu, we find, meaning in the Torah, anna Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yaj'alu as-samawati ala usba', ala isba', wal ardina ala isba'. O Muhammad, we learn that Allah will put all the heavens on one finger, and the earth on one finger, and the trees on one finger, and the water and the dust on one finger, and all the other created beings on one finger. Then he will say, Allah will say, I am the king, ana al-malik, I am the king. Thereupon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, smiled so that his premolar teeth became visible. And that was the confirmation of the rabbi. So there was a confirmation for these matters which the rabbi mentioned. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the following verse from the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, they made not a just estimate of Allah such as is due to Him. So this hadith therefore testifies for an element of truth that came in the Torah. So I would therefore repeat, in the beginning of this class we defined what is the meaning of the Israelites as related news from the children of Israel, from the Jews, and mostly from the Jews and from the Christians, and that it is divided into three types, that they are divided into three types. The first type, what Islam testifies to its truthfulness, so it is true. And in this story narrated by Al-Bukhari concerning the rabbi who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, O Muhammad, we knew, meaning as in their Torah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the heavens on one finger and the earth on one finger. Now, and the earth on one finger, and the trees on one finger, and the water and the dust on one finger, and all the other created beings on one finger. Then Allah will say, I am the king. And thereupon the Prophet smiled so that his premolar teeth became visible, and that was the confirmation of the rabbi. Then Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the following verse, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. Let's have this verse completely inshallah. 39 verse 67. And therefore in this type, this is the first type of the Israelites, that Islam testifies to something true in the Israelites, and therefore it is true because Islam testified for the truthfulness. And this story of the rabbi concerning this hadith that you heard is true, and it also affirms these attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made not a just estimate of Allah, that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, as it's due to him, and on the day of resurrection the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glorified is he, and high is he above all that they associate as partners with him. So this is the first type of the Israelites, and it is the type which Islam attested for its truthfulness, and therefore it is true. The second type of the Israelites is which Islam denied and testified for it being lies, and therefore it is false, and therefore it is false. This is the second type. And as an example to this is the narration reported by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Yes, the narration by Imam al-Bukhari, who said from the hadith of Jabir that the Jews used to say, if a person approaches his wife for a sexual intercourse from behind, then the born child will be, or the child born will be born with hawal, hawal meaning squinting of the eye. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the following verse denying this concept, as in 2:2-3, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. Surah Al-Baqarah 2:23. Your wives are a tilth for you, so go to your tilth, meaning have sexual relations with your wives in any manner, as long as it is in the vagina and not in the anus, when or how you will, and send before you for your own selves, and fear Allah and know that you are to meet him, and give good tidings to the believers. So therefore, in this narration, Islam denied such a conviction from the news of the Israelites and testified for its falsehood in a revelation that came in the Quran in 2:2:2:3. The third type of the Israelites is that which is not affirmed nor denied by Islam from the Israelite stories, that which is neither affirmed nor denied. And in this case, we must seize. Why we must seize? Let us take the following evidence. Al-Bukhari related from the hadith of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the people of the book used to recite the Torah in Hebrew. And explain its meaning in Arabic to the people, to the Muslims. So the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, لا تصدقوا أهل الكتاب ولا تكذبوهم. Do not believe nor belie the people of the book. وقولوا, but say rather, آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إليكم. The people of the scripture used to recite the Torah in Hebrew and they used to explain it in Arabic to the Muslims. On that, Allah's Messenger said, don't believe the people of the book or disbelieve them, but say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. We believe in Allah and what is revealed to us and what is revealed to you. Why is this, don't believe the people of the scripture or disbelieve them? It is because of what occurred in their books from the modifications and changes. However, relating something which is not affirmed nor denied is permissible with the condition that we fear not something unlawful being related to this type. Why? This is in line with the saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in Sahih al-Bukhari volume 4 verse hadith 667, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ وَحَدِّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا حَرَجٌ وَمَنْ كَذَبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Here the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, convey even one statement from me. The Prophet ﷺ, convey to the people, even if it were a single sentence, and tell others the stories of Bani Israel which have been taught to you, for it is not sinful to do so. And whoever tells a lie on me intentionally will surely take his place in hell. Now, the statement, and حدثوا عن بني إسرائيل ولا حرج, and relate the stories of Bani Israel, it is not sinful. Imam Malik said, what is meant here is جواز التحدث عنهم بما كان من أمر حسن أما ما علم كذبه فلا. Meaning, it is permitted to relate what they relate,
in matters بما كان من أمر حسن, if it is a good matter. However, if it is known to be lies, then no, it is not intended here, meaning. Also, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, it is known that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not permit the relating of lies. فَالْمَعْنَى, and thus the meaning, relate and tell others the stories of Bani Israel, حَدِّثُوا عَنْ the others, the stories of Bani Israel, of the children of Israel, in that which you know that it is true and not lies. Al-Hafidh bin Hajar, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said, Al-Ma'na haddithu anhum, it is said that, Al-Ma'na haddithu anhum, bimithli ma warada fil Qur'ani wal hadith sahih. Al-Hafidh bin Hajar related the saying that the meaning of telling others the stories of the children of Israel in the sense of that which came in the Quran or the authentic hadith pertaining to their stories. And it is to be mentioned here that most of what is related from the stories of Bani Israel is of little benefit in our deen. Like, for example, take as an example is identifying the color of the dog with the people of the cave, for example, and the like. There's no benefit in that, whether the color of the dog was red or green or whatever. So we shouldn't go and dig in these things which are not really beneficial. Now, however, asking the people of the book about a matter from the deen, from our deen, is unlawful, is haram. Due to the narration reported by Imam Ahmad from Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تسألوا أهل الكتاب عن شيء. Don't ask the people of the book about anything. فإنهم لن يهدوكم. Verily they will not guide you. وقد ضلوا, especially when they went astray. فإنكم إما أن تصدقوا بباطل. Either you believe falsehood أو تكذبوا بحق, or you belie something truthful. وإنه لو كان موسى حيا بين أظهركم, and that if Moses would have been alive amongst you, ما حل له إلا أن يتبعني, it would not be permissible for him except to follow me, follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari, Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, related that he said, يا معشر المسلمين, O Muslims, كيف تسألون أهل الكتاب عن شيء. How come you ask the people of the book about something? وكتابكم الذي أنزل والذي أنزل الله, and your book which Allah brought down, على نبيكم, on your prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, أحدث الأخبار بالله, most recent news from Allah, and Allah told you that the people of the book changed from the book of Allah revealed to them and altered and wrote with their hands and said this is from Allah in order to buy therewith in return a cheap price, or doesn't the knowledge that you have received command you and forbid you to ask them? By Allah, we didn't see any man of them asking you concerning that which was brought down upon you. This is reported in Al-Bukhari, the book of Shahadat. Now, the position of the scholars vis-a-vis the Israelites. The position of the scholars vis-a-vis the Israelites. The scholars differed their positions, especially the people of Tafsir, regarding the Israelites, the news of Bani Israel. They differed such that some of them abundantly mentioned the stories of Bani Israel with narrations, and considered that by mentioning the narrations he is freed from the responsibility. And the example of this is Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah. The second position, some of them also abundantly mentioned the news of Bani Israel without narrations, bidun asanid, without narrations mostly, and thus they were like Hatibu Layl, like someone who goes at night and gathers the wood. And as one reference whose tafsir is good but requires some editing and contains a lot of the news of the Bani Israel without narrations is that of Al-Baghawi rahimahullah, whom Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah commented concerning Al-Baghawi's tafsir by saying that it is abbreviated, taken from As-Sa'labi. However, he protected his tafsir from fabricated hadith and from innovated opinions. And concerning this As-Sa'labi, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said about him, إِنَّهُ حَاطِبُ لَيْل, is a wood collector at night. He relates whatever he finds in the books of tafsir, authentic, inauthentic, fabricated and the like, meaning As-Sa'labi. The third, those who mentioned a lot of the news of Bani Israel and they checked some of it, by mentioning their degree of authenticity or denial, and this is in reference to Ibn Kathir rahimahullah. And the fourth type is that of those who exaggerated in rejecting entirely the total news of Bani Israel from his tafsir and didn't mention any of that and didn't use it in the explanation of the Quran, is like the tafsir of Muhammad Rashid Rida rahimahullah. Muhammad Rashid Rida, a contemporary from who died recently, earlier in this century, rahimahullah ta'ala. So this concludes the subject on the Israeliyat, the Israelites in the Quran. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We're going to break here for some questions, inshallah.